Number 22. Who says that money doesn't grow on trees? Joel Wembley, CEO of Friendly Pack, owes his fortune to them. Using materials from leaves, he has come up with a plastic substitute that does not hurt the environment. And his company is now valued at $1.2 billion thanks to some new investments. In business, the bigger the problem you solve, the more money you make, Wembley said. But this is more about saving the world. Plastic has been found everywhere, from the food we eat to in the water we drink. I'm making this problem a thing of the past. Wembley, who studied biology and material science, started working on his product at university. After graduating, he sold nearly everything he owned to get enough money to rent a small laboratory and pay some part-time staff. His first customer was the local supermarket he went to as a kid. 10 years later, most major U.S. supermarkets are trying to sign contracts with his company. But getting to this point was no cakewalk, he said. His first 47 prototypes ended in failure, and with little money left in the bank, he was almost ready to give up. His father suggested taking a walk through the park, and when the younger Wembley looked up at the trees, inspiration struck. Then there was the problem of manufacturing. Though he figured out how to produce the new material in the laboratory, making bags and other kinds of wrapping required skills Wembley did not have. He turned to Max Mintz, one of his college professors, for help. Soon after, his professor left the college and became Wembley's first full-time employee. It was a pleasure having Joel as one of my students, and it's a pleasure working for him now, Mintz said. He has a sharp mind and a true sense of purpose. We've always addressed each other as equals. Wembley is now targeting the international market and has already opened a branch office in Japan. Japan really values presentation and individual packaging, so Friendly Pack can make a significant difference there.